From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. The National Weather Service has activated a flood warning for Jordan Creek, which has already crested over 10 feet, a new record. And a morning mudslide near the entrance to Juneau's downtown Cope Park has closed Calhoun Avenue. City crews have erected barricades and closed the road to vehicular traffic. Meteorologist Joel Curtis said localized flooding could create hazards for drivers as a flood watch remains in effect for the rest of the Mendenhall Valley.
If you see any high water, don't drive through it. That's just about the worst thing that anybody does. I'd even expect, you know, in the back there at Montana Creek, you know, if it's looking like it's high going over the road, don't drive in it.
The heavy rain isn't forecast to last much longer. The flood warning for Jordan Creek expires at 4:15 p.m., The wider flood advisory is set to expire at 7 p.m. this evening.
We expect the rain to really taper off later this afternoon, and we should have a dry spell at some point tonight.
The outlook for the weekend looks better with fair weather and sunshine over the next 2 days. Wreckage found on Admiralty Island near Juneau has been identified as the remnants of a plane that crashed in 2008. Alaska State troopers say the tail number on the aircraft matches that of a Cessna 182 float plane missing since August 9th, which went down with two people inside. A Ketchikan man has been charged with first-degree murder and a shooting death at a logging camp on Prince of Wales Island. Alaska State troopers say Timothy Murphy confessed to shooting 64-year-old Brian Stanton on Wednesday at the Phoenix logging camp. A man accused of fatally shooting a well-known Barrow attorney with a shotgun in 2014 has been found guilty on 7 counts, including first- and second-degree murder. KTUU-TV reports that a jury found Ronald Fisher guilty of the 2 murder charges, 3 counts of third- and fourth-degree assault, resisting arrest, and violation of release. A new play titled Dreaming Glacier Bay opens tonight at Perseverance Theater. The play's setting is on Lemassure Island near the entrance to Glacier Bay and involves Hollywood movie star John Barrymore. Here's playwright Joel Bennett.
For people here, it's a local story, and to be able to share it with the community is, you know, really satisfying to me. And that means it has a life, and those people won't be forgotten.
A full interview and photos from the play rehearsal will be on our website at ktoo.org. And the heavy rain is forecast to taper off later this afternoon with temperatures tonight in the mid-30s. The weekend looks better with patchy fog in the morning, but then some sunshine lasting into Sunday. Highs in the 40s, lows in the 30s. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.